Welcome back to another episode of Bad Flicks. This is Garrett.
I'm muted.
Not anymore.
No, it's seamless, John. Don't worry. You don't have to call it out.
Oh, I'm John, who is no longer muted because he can't be trusted during the intro.
That is true.
I'm Adam. Oh, you're up, Josh.
A.K.A. Deep Throat. If you don't know what we're talking about, swing by our Facebook page.
Watergate 2 is going on right now. So
it is.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that the FBI raided Republican campaign office today at the end of work?
No.
Yeah. They're actively still doing it, I think. It's a calm raid, but it's still, they still raided it.
Yeah.
It's a raid, sir. Yeah. Instead of motherfucker.
John runs away.
Where's he going? All right. Well, last week we had to watch. I wouldn't say had to. We got to watch.
I would say last week you guys didn't show up.
You know, time travel is a bitch. It's a real strange thing.
I was feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, John was under the weather. I didn't want to do a solo podcast.
Adam's here.
Oops. Yeah, he's a producer. I don't want to put that burden on him. He already does a lot. I don't want to be like, hey, Adam, now you got to riff with me. But I mean, I think I could do it, but no,
he has
faith
in you, man.
I don't think anybody would listen.
It's not like he podcasts. He just sits back there. He's not actually on a show.
I don't want to force him to have to podcast when he's... This isn't his podcast.
Why are you even like viewing it as having to? Isn't this fun?
I find it fun. I just don't think it would be great just to be...
Do it!
Alone. So,
do it now.
No one was standing by you, man?
No one stood by me, man.
I would have, but I was seeing Guardians 2.
Yeah, I was seeing Guardians 1.
Ooh, it was good. That brings up homework.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Our most enjoyable homework that I can remember.
I thought you liked Tombstone.
Tombstone was fun, but it was more enjoyable than
Guardians. So it's still the most enjoyable.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you it's not as good as Guardians.
But I mean, Tombstone's up there. It's definitely second on the list of movies we've had to watch for the show recently, because let me tell you,
Garrett,
y'all pick some shit. I love you, but fuck.
In the gaping holes in your Marvel library, yours specifically.
Gaping holes? You had to word it like that?
Yeah, because there are drastic holes in his library.
It's more like there's a few islands of knowledge, you know?
Yeah, and a sea of nothing.
In a sea of nothing, yes. Damn it.
So, is this the best Marvel movie you've seen?
Well, the first Fantastic Four was...
Oh, shut up.
Is this the best Marvel Studios movie you've seen?
Did they do any X-Men movies?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
For sure.
I agree. And I've seen them all.
It was fun.
And I've seen them all.
It wasn't not serious, you know?
Uh-huh. Because the definite 10 minutes of, oh my God, my heart's going to be ripped out of my fucking chest.
Yeah.
In the first 10 minutes of that movie.
That was rough. That was a rough way to start a movie.
Also, completely out of nowhere, if you watch the trailers ahead of time, just because, like, it was all touted as a comedy.
Yeah.
A comedy.
Exactly.
And then your cold open is like...
It's like, yeah, right? What are you doing? Why do you gotta wrench me like that?
Dude, it was like, what's the robot movie? Well, like, the inflatable robot?
WALL-E.
Big Hero 6. Fuck, the start of that movie is rough, yo.
WALL-E.
Whew. I haven't seen WALL-E.
Really?
The robot wore tennis shoes.
Squeak.
That's a movie with a robot.
Anyways, Big Hero 6, that had the same thing when his brother died. You're like, his brother's going to come back. It's cool. And then you're just like, he's not coming back. It was rough.
There's been a few series that have done that to me. Like,
Up had a sad fucking intro too, man.
Up had a sad intro, and then they did not let you go 10 minutes without reminding you about how sad that intro was.
I never seen that.
And here's a picture of her on the mantle.
Yeah, exactly.
Frown, old man, sad.
Oh my, Ellie. So from after that 10 minutes, what did you think of the opening, like the title scene?
It was fun.
Where he's dancing and he picks up that fucking rat and sings into it.
So. It's just, I wish they would have used, like, an actual prop for that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's, like, he doesn't look at any of the rats at any point. And It just makes it a little, kind of breaks that immersion, but it was fun. All the music was fun. The timing, the comedic timing was a lot of fun. Groot was the best.
He best spears character. That group of
dude, his
people.
Smile at the end when he turns back.
Yeah.
Right?
I do good.
I don't know.
The fucking, gotta get that battery last.
Yeah.
Already, already getting it.
Yeah.
Oh, improvise.
Didn't actually need the leg. I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does his face look like when you took it?
Who's the best at? Who's the best comic relief in that movie?
With the raccoon.
No. Rocket, you think?
Yeah.
I think the Destroyer.
Drax.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Nothing goes over my head. I'm too fast.
My reflexes are too fast. I'd catch it.
He was pretty good.
He just has a lot of really good... Just
you
like,
there, man who's laying with an Ascovarian.
It was one time. Man who was laying with an Ascovarian.
Why would I draw my finger across his neck?
Drawing my finger across his neck equals death.
And then he's like, yeah. This, you know, this, and the guy's like, yeah, and then Drax looks at him, he's like, no, that's not what it's like.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like,
yeah.
See, everybody's like, No. Drax clearly hasn't, and I'm not going to cross him. Anybody with a name, the Destroyer, at the end of it.
Yeah.
A lot of the criticisms that movie's got is in the form of
the guy?
One, yeah, the one note villain.
Yeah.
Like seriously, one dimensional Ronan the Accuser.
So bad. Yeah.
I don't know about bad. It's just like he didn't have a motivation. He's just a fucking Hitler. I guess he's our president.
Destroy all. 200 years of Kree justice will reign upon them.
Yeah.
It was.
It's
yeah.
like yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
It sucks
Thanos
because...
was great. I want more Thanos.
Josh Brolin, right?
I want more Thanos. Just more of that.
He's
I want
coming.
He want his own movie.
Yeah, it's called Infinity War.
I want a whole Thanos book.
It's called in the Infinity Gauntlet.
I know, I own it.
And then after that, there's the Infinity War.
I need to get that.
It sucks about Ronan, though, because in the comic books, he's an off-and-on good guy. And he's called the Accuser because he leads a whole squad of Kree people that look just like him with massive hammers, and they go out and like enforce Kree justice.
I see.
But they didn't really play that part.
No, they just made him a bad guy. What do you think of the Xandarians?
I thought they sucked.
Just as like a people,
I mean,
or
they were pretty.
Who's the funny guy from Step Brothers?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, John C. Reilly.
He was great.
I don't think anyone's 100% a dick.
I think anyone's 100% a dick, man. No, like, did you believe him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They also got Peter Serafinowicz to be in the Xandarian core.
I asked
core.
That. I was like, is that Peter Serafinowicz?
Yeah.
I really think he's a great actor.
Voice of Darth Maul.
Dude.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. He has a great voice, though.
Fran? Do you want me to come? Fran?
I love him.
Okay.
Shit.
Shaun
the Tick.
Oh, the Tick,
no, the
yeah.
Tick.
Yeah.
His voice in the Tick.
Oh,
like,
sure.
He's, how boisterous he is and, like, just, like, so sure of himself. Like, mm-hmm. I fucking love it.
I think he's a really, really, really good actor.
Yeah. Have you seen any other James Gunn films?
James
Who's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't think so.
And he did Slither.
Nope. Oh, that weird
Fillion.
Horror one?
Yeah. Nope. He's a Troma. He's from Troma. It's a small production company.
Okay.
They did some terrible fucking movies.
And then they gave him Guardians, and they're like, we believe in you.
You tried to silence me?
Oh, I was just going to say, let's score Guardians real quick.
Oh, 9.
You've done this before.
No.
I would actually probably also give it a 9. That is a great fucking movie, and I don't have many qualms with it at all.
Rough intro.
I love it.
I think that's important, though. I think it's good. It totally subverts it subverts the audience's expectations for the rest of the movie.
And it also shows the importance of the music.
For sure.
Like, to him. Like, why... He's always got it playing.
God, you guys need to see 2 so bad.
Yeah, I'll give
Did
it
you
a...
Did you lay with an Ascovarian?
I'll give it an 8.5.
All right.
So it's a 9. It's an 8.75 is what you guys gave it.
Yep.
I'm down with that.
I think that's
a solid score. That is a
I
solid
I agree
fucking...
that Slither is great. Good job, guest 808.
Give me the elevator pitch.
I can't do that.
Okay.
IMDb could.
Yeah. Where's my phone?
I don't know. But while you guys sit there and vamp while I do this.
I think you're vamping right now.
No, I'll vamp real quick. You should go see Guardians 2 if you have not seen, even if you haven't seen Guardians 1, but I recommend you see Guardians 1. Guardians 2 is just like Guardians 1 in that it's not a huge, like it doesn't have anything else to do with the greater MCU story. I mean, in Guardians 1, there's the Infinity Stone, but that's it. In Guardians 2, nothing. It's its own encapsulated story. It's a sequel.
So are the Infinity Stones and the Infinity Gems the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they haven't, like... So there's
five of them have been found.
Purple one, right?
Power.
I thought it was mine.
Yeah, it's different in this.
See, I see. That's what it was. That's what was getting me.
The Vision has the Mind Stone.
Okay.
It's his thing,
like, yeah, right here.
You said you saw Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I did.
That's the Vision's Mind Stone.
I see.
Blue is space, so that's the Tesseract from Avengers 1 and Cap. Oh, you have it. Good.
Yeah. A small town is taken over by an alien plague, turning residents into zombies and all forms of mutant monsters.
That's right.
Oh, what? That sounds gnarly. Slither.
Just a little, like, thumbnail photo, you know?
It's a bathtub, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a bathtub with...
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I don't take baths anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Because that shit will fucking happen.
We can smell
it. I take showers,
bro.
It'll
come out of
the
drain on you.
Drano.
Drano.
Drano. The only thing lacking in Guardians 2, and it's a small complaint, is the soundtrack is not as strong as Guardians 1. Other than that...
The soundtrack's not as good?
Yeah, it's still good. There's still some great... Like, there's a Fleetwood Mac, you know, the If You Don't Love Me Now, You'll Never Love Me Then or Again.
Yeah.
That Fleetwood Mac song's in it. There's a couple other good ones, too, but...
not as solid.
It's not as solid of a soundtrack. Just as good of a movie, if not better, as far as jokes and character development and a better villain. Not a great one, but a better one. Kurt Russell is in it. That's a good thing. Sylvester Stallone's in it. That's another great thing.
Do we get a kind of a follow-up to who Star-Lord's father is?
That's the whole plot of the movie.
Sweet.
Is he in there at all?
Right on.
What is it?
Right on.
Jeff Bridges?
No.
No. Kurt Russell. That's right. I keep doing that, man. Jeff Bridges in my mind for some reason are like fusing.
Kurt Russell grew a dude beard for the part, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's more, though. Like, you get more of Drax, and you get a character that's kind of a companion for Drax in the way of a woman named Mantis.
Oh,
she's great. And
does she have the same lack of?
You'll see.
Okay.
I can't spoil too much of it. Better action in the second one too, and just like the first one, just be on your toes, because like it will subvert your expectations.
That won't get tiring.
What? Oh, being on your toes. All right, Drax. All right, let's get on to the news. What do we got?
Shazam!
Oh.
American Gods has already been renewed for season 2.
Yep. Can you name all those characters there, John?
Squidgen.
All right. So you've got Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
You have...
Tuesday.
Nope. Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lucky Charms.
That's, Mad something.
Mad-Eye Moody.
You've got Pussy Mantis.
That's Bilquis.
Bilquis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shithead.
Yeah, it's a shithead tech kid. That's his name.
The shithead tech kid. That is Laura?
Laura. No, it's Laura. I always get that wrong. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
Laura.
Fine.
And that is Shadow's wife, mm-hmm. who died
right away.
Shadow's best friend.
What a spoiler.
All right, we're going to leave it at that.
What was she doing?
Nothing.
Say riding Shadow's best friend?
No, we didn't.
I heard riding, so
that's
I'm going to assume that. She died while she was boning his best friend.
Is really good. I cannot think of this dude's name. Josh, help me out.
Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
No, actor's name.
Ian McShane.
I really like
Mad
this guy.
Mad Sweeney. Okay, the guy in the background is Mad Sweeney.
Okay,
yeah,
not Lucky Charms guy.
Yeah.
But he is a leprechaun.
Yes, he is.
Like an actual leprechaun.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's like 6'4".
Yep. Cool. If
and
you've
he,
seen Orange is the New Black,
and he brawls with fucking Shadow.
If you've seen Orange is the New Black, Mad Sweeney is a porn stash.
I may have seen the first season. I don't remember.
Yeah, he's one of the guards.
drinking a lot then.
I was drinking a lot then.
Adam? Adam, are you here?
I don't know if you've checked this out yet.
It's on Stars.
It's on Stars, and it airs on what, Wednesday nights?
Sundays?
Isn't Stars a subscription channel?
Yeah, it is. Hmm. So the tech kid in the back, his just name is Tech Boy.
Yeah, that's why I call him Tech Kid. Tech Boy, Tech Kid, same fucking thing.
Fucking sad.
Does he smoke?
Synthetic frog skin.
Out of a vape, though. It's out of a vape, and there's a synthetic frog in the bottom of it that he's just, like, huffing on all the time.
Weird.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. Like, I thought the same thing. Like, you vape, bro?
You vape? We get it, you vape, bro. He just keeps blowing it in Shadow's face.
Like hardcore throwing it in his face.
This dude fucks.
Yeah.
This guy fucks. So what's the news?
That is the news. Oh, it's
renewed. It's already renewed for season two.
Yeah.
It was, like, the first thing I said. Which is awesome, because they've only aired two episodes so far.
And that's fucking great. Neil Gaiman is, you know, he wrote the book, and he said he's super impressed with how it turned out. He's even gotten threats because of variations in the story. Like, in the first episode, when he goes to the graveyard, there's that whole scene with Laura's friend. Mm-hmm. That never happens in the book.
Oh,
and
man.
And people are kind of up in arms about it, only a little bit. Because, well, she offers to blow him right there and stuff.
Dude, spoiler.
Whatever, it's not as bad as yours.
Yeah, that she died riding his best friend.
Not quite. Anyways, so we're going to move on, but season two's already confirmed, which is awesome, because this show looks really good already. Yeah.
Peter Stormare's in it. Cloris Leachman's in it.
These are names I do not know.
Peter Stormare's Chernabog with the hammer. Shit.
Yeah, like how you threw out Chernabog and thought that was going to be...
The name of the god.
The click.
I hate you.
Anyways.
Chernerberg.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So I'm actually kind of stoked on this news. Twitch is actually going to be streaming a marathon of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And let me get you the date real quick. So starting on May 15th at 12 p.m., and they're going to play all 886 episodes, one after another.
Why?
Until it's done.
Because someone might watch. Just maybe.
I'll turn it on at work.
15th yeah, it's is just a Monday. To pay homage to him.
Is it his birthday or
it's
something?
Nope, it's to support your local PBS station.
Oh,
because the government's going to defund it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood should bring in some fucking money, because this man is a legend.
Dude, I wonder if they're going to do like a Red Green one or like a Sesame Street one.
Yeah, Red Green is so good.
Did you ever see any of the movies? Any of the Red Green movies?
Uh-uh.
There was one I saw. I don't remember any of the plot, but I remember it was funny.
Do you know what movies I liked as a kid?
Land Before Time?
Ernest.
dude. Ernest Goes to Camp.
Only one I saw was Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Dude, there's so many Ernest movies. I loved them, too, as a kid. Yeah. Every time there's a new one, I'm like, we hate the Ernest movie. This man is such a legend that his car was stolen out from in front of his house. The news reported on it, and the person who stole it returned it with a sorry note. Like, that's how you know that you're just like, there's like, fuck. This is some seriously bad karma. I stole Mr. Rogers' car.
As far as I know, only child television star not to have some kind of... one of the only child television stars not to have a scandal around him. Because even Steve from Blue's Clues, he was reported dead. And he came out he came out the next day and he's like, nope, still here. But that still caused a scandal for him.
Yeah.
So like Mr. Rogers, I think, is the only one that
He answered all fan mail.
Yeah, every one of them.
This motherfucker's routine was like, get up at like 4 in the morning, pray for like an hour till like 5 a.m., begin reading letters from kids and writing replies, and like his whole day was just around like kids and like serving people and like being a fucking rad dude.
Did you ever see the episode of Arthur the Aardvark where he showed up?
Uh-uh. Mm-mm. I don't even know what Arthur the Aardvark is.
Arthur on PBS?
Oh, Arthur. Yeah.
I said the Aardvark because that's what he is.
I know. That's still just...
But it wasn't the name of the show.
Fuck off. If you would have said Arthur, I would have known.
Oh,
you said Arthur the Aardvark. I would have known more of what you were saying if you would have said Baxter the Bunny.
All right, DW.
They don't look like fucking Aardvarks, man.
All right.
Binky?
Agents.
Binky Barnes, the bully?
Dude, Binky Barnes was terrible.
Sue Ellen, the transplant from Costa Rica. Costa Rica. And Francine, who made fun of Arthur because he couldn't
lose. You've seen Arthur, bro. It's fine. Do you even watch old cartoons? No, just kidding.
Yeah, like the Magic School Bus.
Oh, man, that's so good. Ms.
Which
Frizzle.
Is coming back to Netflix.
Yeah.
Can we go to some real...
Yeah,
Magic
Ages
School
of
Bus
Shield.
Was my childhood, though.
Ages of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back for season 5, finally.
Yeah, watch this.
Watch.
Didn't zoom. I was like, look at...
Watch this.
Nothing. And that's my life in a nutshell. Check this out.
So season 4 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is probably their best season they've done yet. They introduced Ghost Rider this year. They've gone into basically the Matrix and come back out.
Oh, do you agree that this has done Ghost Rider better than the Ghost Rider movie?
Fuck yes! And it's not even like, it's not even Johnny Blaze. It's Robbie Reyes, who drives a car instead instead of...
Is he Ghost Rider?
No, this is from season 3.
Oh, damn it. Is that The Rock?
No, that's Mac.
She looks like...
That is on the far right?
Yeah.
Her? That's Ming-Na Wen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was Mulan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
She was also on ER for a long time.
Let's get down to business. Mm-hmm. To defeat
ER, man.
The news. The
pun. Show went on for so long.
Hey, mommy, look, Mulan people.
All right.
Our coworker, his daughter, he took her to see Mulan, and then afterwards they were in the mall, and he said, Paul's daughter, he goes, mommy, look, Mulan people, like super loud in the mall. Asian people, and Paul's, and he's just like, oh, shit.
Did he bow?
I'm stoked about this news right here.
Why?
Because the stash
sounds awesome. Yeah, dude, for real, though.
It looks so nice.
Lando Calrissian. Donald Glover has secured, and it is now approved, they bought 10 episodes of a adult animated Deadpool cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Don Glover.
Coming in 2018, so it's not real soon or anything, so don't get your hopes up like that. You gotta wait till next year.
But it's FXX, which is where his Atlanta show is, and it's where Always Sunny is, and it's where Archer is.
And now... where this beautiful motherfucker is.
Yeah, except it's going to be a cartoon.
Again.
It could be good.
So, cartoon could be
awesome.
It
could be another Stripperella.
I never saw that.
I didn't either.
Oh, don't.
Was it good?
No, it was a Pamela Anderson cartoon. Come on.
Stan Lee wrote that comic.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cartoon was bad. Yeah. If I remember right, it either aired on
Spike.
So
why would we want it to be another Stripperella?
That's what I'm saying. It could be another Stripperella. Or it could be
good.
Who
do you get to voice Deadpool that's not Ryan Reynolds? Nolan
Donald
North?
Donald Glover.
No, Nolan North did him in the video game.
Nolan North would make the most sense.
Yeah,
I think.
That'd be great. Nolan North even did his other voices.
Yeah.
Like his crazy voices.
Right,
in his head.
Yeah, in the inner monologue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did him in the Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
I couldn't tell you. Probably Nolan North.
Yeah.
Adam's looking that up for us.
No, I'm not.
No. Thanks, bro.
All right. But anyway, so that is coming. If you're a fan of Donald Glover and Deadpool and you think this guy's funny and you think he'd make a good cartoon, check it out. Swirl his mouth some more.
I think he would make a good lot of things.
Probably. He's a funny dude. Talented.
Unlike any of us.
Yeah. we're pretty unfunny.
And The Blacklist, also getting a season 5.
Jesus Christ.
This man in the very front right here,
James Spader,
is the whole reason that show was
even
watchable.
Put the show on his back, though.
Yeah, they have a spinoff. There's a spinoff.
I never see nobody put this show on the back like that, though.
Put the whole show on the back, though, like that.
There's a spinoff for the show. It's called The Blacklist Redemption, and it's the black guy and Famke Jensen, their characters. They're doing essentially blacklisty things.
Blacklist-ish is what it's called.
Yeah, it's blacklist. Blacklist dishes.
God. We can just
stop, we can
stop
that. But anyway, so if you're watching The Blacklist, from what I hear, basically, I stopped watching the show not because of any reason. I just stopped, and then when the next season came out, I didn't just jump on it.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I just never watched the new season that started. Yeah.
In fact, I never got past season 1.
Whatever's on Netflix.
I'm actually...
wherever Netflix stopped, that's where I stopped.
I'm just like one season behind, so.
If they stopped at three, then I stopped at three.
Yeah. Yeah, I still got to go back and watch it. I just love Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Tom and her got away, but they're still being chased. Like, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
They know where they are. Yeah, fucking 2 years old.
You're not spoiling anything for me.
No, but I really do like
Laura being dead.
It's a good show.
Who's Laura?
The guy who was riding that girl's cock.
Ah.
Nicely done.
Perfect.
Well worded. So...
Where's Chad when you need him?
No, so I watched the Shannara Chronicles, or Shannara Chronicles.
I thought it was Shannara.
Shannara.
Shannara Chronicles.
Shannara.
By the power of Grayskull.
Shannara.
But I do have to open this link, because I magically forgot which...
It's
going from MTV to Spike.
Oh, Spike, which used to be TNT.
Which I have no idea what that means for the show. Like, if they still have the same directors and everything, then I don't think it's a big deal. Who airs it, except it'll be easier to get on Spike. I thought the show was good. I don't think it's amazing. That does totally look like the Space Needle.
It is.
I thought it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what else it could be.
I'm pretty positive it is.
Yeah.
It's the space disc.
Yeah. And it was made for the Global Fair.
No, I didn't enjoy it.
Back in 1969 and a half.
Yeah. Who?
Your mom?
Did you ever watch Spartacus?
No.
Shit.
What? Who do you need?
Saying? Crixus, the guy who plays Crixus in that.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked.
Right? You're like, why? Who do you need? Oh, I have no idea, but maybe.
How did you plan on it? I know you just wanted to help.
I did.
But how did
you... I'm usually pretty good at that.
Not when there's no...
If he has no other context, then yeah, I'm pretty much stuck.
I just love
Ian McKellen.
Yes. No.
Oh, man. He's kind of impressed.
It's Manu...
Manu Bull.
Manu Bennett.
Oh, he was Deathstroke in...
Yeah.
In the Arrow.
Yep, he was Deathstroke in Arrow.
Deathstroke in Arrow?
I really liked him in the...
I think he was Deathstroke in Arrow.
He plays Al-Anon, and he is a...
Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah.
Al-Anon.
Alcoholics
Anonymous.
Is it
all one word?
Yeah. A-L-L-A-N-O-N.
This is all Anon?
All Anon. Al-Anon. And
Al-Anon
is
one L.
I don't think he's a druid.
But he's a druggie for sure.
No, I can't think of the term for the mage he is. Oh, man.
He's a dwizzard.
A dwizzard. Yes, but anyways.
So I'm a dwizzard,
you're still
going to
get season 2 of the Shannara Chronicles. I don't have a release date for it yet.
It's not in January 2016.
No, this is the first one, all right?
I know.
But,
and that's the Space Needle.
You okay, buddy?
How did they get there?
Whoa. You don't put things in other people's orifices without permission.
Whoa.
John doesn't want your tea.
Yeah. Sexual harassment tea.
Panda. This... Nope. The more I look at that picture, the more it baffled me.
Oh, yeah, God.
That picture.
Oh,
that's
God.
The one.
What about this baffled you?
How did that get out in the water?
So they're in Bremerton on the other side of Seattle.
And the fucking Space Needle is...
Yeah, it fell that way.
Yeah. No, the Space Needle is not that huge.
Well, they launched it. Like, the lawn darted it.
Yeah,
it's not the Space Needle, it's the Space Tower, remember?
Oh, actually, there is something similar.
Oh, God, I'm just going backwards. Anyways, Master of None.
Season 2?
It's like a war ball.
Right? Debuts tomorrow. It's,
Oh, yeah, it does come out tomorrow. Tonight, actually, at midnight.
Does his facial hair look super airbrushed? It's so crisp.
I think it's just crispy. Super
Dude
crispy.
Dude just got some crispy facial hair. Yeah. Yeah, no, Aziz Ansari show, Master of None.
Do you like more Aziz excited. At all?
I'm not a huge Aziz Ansari fan, actually.
Really?
So his stand-up's better than his on-camera stuff.
I actually really like this show because it isn't so...
I was going to say
Like, he is a lot of the time in, like, Parks and Rec and stuff like that.
There are some funny parts of his stand-up. I'm just not a huge fan, that's all I'm saying. Like, but there are definitely some things he talks about that definitely gets me, and, like, the way he delivers it will get me.
I don't know. You should check out the show. It's actually really well made.
I saw the first two episodes, and the first one is about him and the kids, right?
Yes.
And then the second one's about him and his friend and their parents who came over from Korea and India, respectfully.
Yep.
And those are two really good episodes.
And they continue, like, staying very relevant and good. I don't know.
Shit, the first one opens and, like, did the condom break? Yeah, it broke.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we gotta go get Plan B.
Yeah.
Plan B.
And then, like, the awkward taxi ride to go get Plan B. And then...
standing in line to get Plan B.
What, you've never had a Martinelli's?
Like, yeah.
Martinelli's apple juice? I don't know. It's pretty good.
Maybe one of the reasons it's kind of not hitting for me is because I'm not a huge fan of cringe humor. And part of this is, like, screams like Parks and Rec and The Office and Arrested Development.
A little bit, yeah.
All of that stuff is very, like... it's unsettlingly funny.
Yes.
You know, like, you laugh just to stop feeling uncomfortable.
Dude, there are shows that are so cringy sometimes where I'm like, stop. Just stop.
I'm embarrassed, dude, for
us. Parks and Rec has had me, like, holding my head a few times where I'm just like, no. Stop. No. It's so no.
Not acceptable.
No. Wait, what's today? March 31st? Oh, shit. You have 175 meetings today.
No, 92.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know March had a 31st. That was funny. That episode was really funny.
I love Andy's really happy face.
Also, if you have not watched The Get Down, you need to do that.
Get down.
It's really good. It's New York in the 70s. Like, early 70s, Brooklyn on fire, and no power.
Nice.
I don't know. It's a really, really good,
no power,
well
but
shot.
Black power.
Guest 953 in the chat says, throwing in the movie 9 for this week.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Is it the puppet one?
No, it's an animated one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the little,
little puppets. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sci-fi, though. There's science
for sure.
involved.
Elijah Wood. Fiction. Elijah Wood's the main
Although
character?
If it becomes reality, that'd be legit.
Why?
I don't know.
That would fucking suck. There's no people.
I would love, but the puppets save the world.
From
what? And for who?
The puppets.
Watch the movie.
I haven't seen that movie in years. I haven't seen it since it first came out.
All right. Well, throw in your sci-fi picks, people. We need sci-fi picks.
We do. And nobody's commented on the thread yet. You sons of bitches.
Get into the Facebook.
What I would say weekly on? Consistency might have something to do with that.
Shut up. I don't need your lip.
What about my other lip?
How about a movie?
I think they were both wrapped around the mic.
A sci-fi movie?
Earlier.
Yes, please.
I'll get back to you.
Okay. We have 9.
9!
Why'd you draw a 6?
What? What do you mean?
Put the line.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll think of a sci-fi movie, but there's plenty of good and bad. Like,
gotta take the good with the bad.
There's Pitch Black, which is good. There's Chronicles
oh my God,
of Riddick,
no.
which is good. There's Bad, which is Starship Troopers 2.
Ooh. I'd be down to watch that.
I'm really just vamping so John can continue to...
This is Garrett's story, so I need him to three body me into this.
Is that the Space Needle?
It's
yes, it is. That's the bottom view
it's the
looking up
three
at
body,
it.
Three Body Problem, I think, was the name of the movie. It's a Chinese adaptation of a book, of a Chinese book. It's a sci-fi book. I didn't really hear much about it. What I did read about it is it has a lot of very, very unique sci-fi concepts that it hadn't been used before. But nobody really went into detail about what they are, so...
That's a great way to advertise.
Hey, it intrigued the fuck out of me, man.
That's what I'm
Isn't
saying.
Isn't this already
it's like,
out?
No, I don't... I believe it
How
comes
could it
out
not be?
16.
I think that was the Chinese release.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
I don't think we get the release until this year. But yeah, it looked pretty good. I don't remember much about it, to be honest.
Because he hasn't seen it. Because it can't be seen. Unless you're Chinese.
It's unseen.
Three Body Problem.
A nanomaterials expert sees a mysterious countdown superimposed in his field of vision and finds himself under military investigation. To unravel the mystery, he enters the VR game Three Body, developed by a secret organization, ETO, and discovers the truth behind the deaths of dozens of scientists in a tragedy from the days of the Cultural Revolution. So he goes into a video game.
Sounds like it.
That is like was that? Ready Player One.
There's like several animes about that. What's this guy's name? Bob Barker?
No, it's Michael Parks.
Michael Parks and Rex.
Does no one know? You don't know who Michael Parks? You guys watch Tusk.
I know.
Yeah, I know. He's
he's the only good part of Tusk.
No, Johnny Depp in the restaurant.
No.
Solid. In fact, probably my favorite part.
No.
Except for when this guy tells the story at the very beginning. That part is like, epic. I actually thought it was going to be a good movie at that point. At that point, I was like,
all right, we got ourselves a flick.
Oh, man.
What did you do?
I dropped the keyboard, pinched between the couch, and shit just went haywire. Okay, we're good. We're golden. We're back, folks. So, let me. Whoop.
So, yeah, Michael Parks has passed away.
77. Kevin Smith wrote a very Kevin Smithy eulogy for him.
Yep.
On Instagram.
That's what's right over here. You can read it right now if you freeze frame.
But yeah, Michael Parks was a good actor, and he did steal the opening scene of From Dusk Till Dawn, and is the best part of Red State and Tusk.
I still have not seen Red State.
I would say Red State's the only decent Kevin Smith film in the last 20 years.
Ooh. You mean you didn't like Jersey Girl?
No.
What was wrong with Jersey Girl?
Everything.
What about Chasing Amy?
That was 25 years ago.
No.
Yeah, that's Chasing Amy was like 91.
Wow.
Mallrats was 94.
Damn.
And dude. Clerks was 90? 92?
God, that was a long time.
What about
time.
Dogma?
Okay.
96.
97.
96.
But, okay. So, yeah, 20 years. Ha!
Damn. That's rough. Poor Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he lost a fan.
He still has fans.
Stop.
Oh, you can finger my ear and my mouth, but I can't play with a little nippy nip.
So, Mike is throwing in the movie Event Horizon.
That's a good one.
And then you go like this.
Yeah,
I like that one. Thank you, Mike.
And selective. Guest 808 in the chat says, watch Primer or Time Crimes?
Primer's good.
Yep.
I haven't seen Primer.
It's, isn't it? No, that was...
Isn't that what you guys were watching for the drunk movie review?
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Oh. No, it wasn't. But I know what you're talking about. No, we were watching a time travel movie.
What is Primer?
It's a sci-fi movie that predated The Matrix.
No.
No?
Nope, it's the one that you're thinking of, that you and...
It is John watched.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is that noise?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it sounded.
Yeah. Oh shit, it is.
Oh shit, it is.
One for what was John. The other one that we had?
Wait.
Event Horizon and 808 sent put in.
No, this is not what I was. Primer. This is not that movie.
Primer, yeah. Primer or Time Crimes?
You're going to have to pick. We're picking Primer. We picked Primer.
Yeah. Because I've never heard of Time Crimes.
And Primer is not the movie that we watched with Chad when the power went out.
Guest 808 also says, why would you watch Primer drunk? That movie is near impossible to follow sober.
Yeah, I agree.
That makes it. Well, the whole point of those things we were going to do was everyone's supposed to get drunk, watch a movie they haven't seen together. And then a sober person interviews them knowing the movie, and then they have to explain the movie to you, and we're going to cut it together while they were horribly wrong and hammered. So it would have been really funny then. Primer would have been the perfect movie, as it would appear, for such an endeavor. But alas, the power went
trying
out.
Trying to do like a drunk history.
And so did
thing.
Our dreams.
Yeah, I mean.
It happens.
You should take down this photo. And I'll tell you why later.
Take what?
No, I already know why then.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Moving on from Michael Parks?
Sure. Moving on. That's right. I've got
it's all you.
Oh, booty.
You the bad batch.
Hey, winked at me.
Oh, new movie coming out.
I don't know who put this in here.
It is in a post-apocalyptic cannibal, I think it said thriller, starring Jason Momoa, Suki Waterhouse, Keanu Reeves, and Giovanni Ribisi. This is all I had.
Oh.
I thought it looked good from that.
Oh, like you don't know anything about it?
No, again.
You just snapped it's a photo.
We're going to have to talk about news with you and what it is.
We got this it's news a good poster.
Yes.
Garrett, you should just wink at the camera like that.
Oh,
it's
man.
News.
It's news.
He's like, it's I saw this picture of this ass, and I was like, thought I'd throw it up in the news. I liked it. Looked good. I mean, nobody's arguing with you, bro.
Right?
Like, we all think it looks good.
I don't know. A trailer will drop soon, and then it will be good.
That might be Jason Momoa's booty. He might have slimmed down for this one.
You know, I wouldn't mind.
That is a fine ass, Jason. Fine ass.
The Keanu Reeves is what threw me off.
Oh, maybe it's Keanu.
That's a Keanu booty?
That's that Keanu booty with the wink.
I like the one pocket.
Well, you can't put a pocket over the winky face.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
You would put it under. The winky face looks like superimposed.
It does quite a bit.
Yeah. Not just like...
Well, if you want to get on our news feed, post a picture of a butt and you're coming in.
I just thought this was a sweet picture. And also can't wait for the riff tracks of the next Transformers.
Right.
They haven't even done the fourth one yet.
Really?
Nobody's even excited for these anymore.
There's Nazi flags in the background, man.
I beg to differ on that. Tyler brought a friend with him to Guardians of the Galaxy 2. His name's Dave. And as this trailer was playing, I was like, who even likes this shit? And he turns to me serious and he goes, I think these are the most brilliant films made in the 21st century. I was like, you're joking.
He's friends with Tyler.
Michael Bay's a visionary.
He was trolling you really hard, right?
He goes, no, I've seen every one of them. I have them on Blu-ray and DVD.
No way, dude. I was like,
why do you still have the DVDs? It's because they came in really cool metal cases.
Wow, okay.
I was like, wow.
That seemed like trolling until it got that far, and then you're just like, I worry for you.
Yeah. You're a real person.
You're
not even a caricature. You actually exist.
I'm not sure you're going to be all right. Anyways,
so
that's enough
Transformers
of that.
Killing Nazis.
Well, that's Bumblebee and
why
World
isn't he
War
yellow?
II. Yeah, good question.
Because he's a World War II cheap.
I thought Bumblebee showed up. Was he? Oh no, he showed up from space.
Yeah, so that means he can come about whenever he wanted to.
Yeah, I guess.
In the first one, he scans the Camaro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
what
Chevy paid them for that. They wanted to debut the
Camaro.
You
know what sucks is they roped Anthony Hopkins into this newest one.
Oh.
And he's himself, too.
Oh.
And he's like a... Yeah, he's not a robot.
I thought you meant he was going to be playing Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, no, he's playing...
Anthony Hopkins playing Anthony Hopkins.
He's playing a character.
Changes himself completely.
But he explains the history of Optimus and the robot's involvement on Earth and... How Optimus is one of several knights, and he's the last knight. And he's actually, he's like, the tagline is, in order for my world to come back, yours must die.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Optimus, there's a scene where Optimus fights Bumblebee in the trailer.
So, Optimus is taking the side of the Nazis.
I don't know. It takes place during the 21st century. It's not during... it's not during World War II.
I don't know
where this came from.
Right? Like little army men behind him and shit?
I don't know why this is a thing. It's like a variant cover for a comic book.
Every legend hides a secret.
Final solution.
It says it at the top.
Okay. Well, I like this art a lot more now, knowing that it didn't even take place in that era. Oh, that's awesome.
Man. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying from every trailer we've seen... why is this a picture?
There was an article to go along with this.
What is it?
Yeah, you put it in there.
It was talking about how there's only going to be two more Alien movies, is what I believe it was Ridley Scott was saying.
Good!
Yeah, because after Prometheus, it was just kind of meh.
Talks Prometheus shortcomings, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that I am excited about Covenant, and it comes out next week. But I don't think I'm going to be, like, clamoring to go see it on a Thursday.
Yeah.
It's not one of them movies.
No.
But it looks better than everything past Aliens.
I'm not going to disagree with you there.
I mean, shit, dude. Even Alien versus Predator was better than fucking Prometheus. And it was bad.
I still haven't seen Prometheus.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going
Alien
to.
Alien versus Predator was definitely weak, but Prometheus was, like...
It wasn't weak in, like, an action movie
It was beautiful. It's a beautifully shot movie. It's
it
just
was fun
a
to watch.
Terrible. What?
Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Prometheus.
Oh.
It's a beautifully shot movie. It's just a fucking terrible movie. It's as far as plot goes.
Yeah.
What is it with every fucking alien scientist? Every fucking scientist that, like, goes to another planet, sees a new species, I'm not only going to take my helmet off, but I'm going to touch it.
Yeah, like the facehugger eggs. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it opened up. let me just get in. Like, how the fuck did you think that was going to end, bro?
Where are your, like, fucking 2 foot long probes?
Did anybody else see Life?
I haven't seen it.
But I've seen that.
I want to see it.
I worded that wrong. Has anybody seen Life?
No.
Okay.
I'm living it, bro.
just stab you.
There was a trailer that came out like a week before the movie opened, and it basically showed you the whole plot.
I know.
And I was
that really bothered me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see it, but I don't think it did very well.
Mm-mm.
It's got a 54% on Metacritic.
Oh, hey. Speaking of like Metacritic and how well things do, Guardians 2 has already surpassed Guardians 1 as far as like weekly grossing.
Wow! Really?
At the same time of the last Guardians, it was 6 day total was 126 million. At the 6 day total for Guardians 2 is 175 million, and that's domestic.
Killing it!
Yeah, worldwide. I don't know that.
I have no idea.
Oh no! Worldwide, it's at 500 million. It's 60 behind Kong and 100 behind Logan.
That's crazy.
Yeah, domestic top of 2017 has been Beauty and the Beast, Logan, Fast and the Furious 8, and Guardians 2, followed by the Lego movie right behind it. Lego Batman movie. Batman, which was good too. As far as Marvel sequels goes, Guardians has already surpassed Iron Man 2 in sales.
Man.
Guardians is at 175, and at this time, Iron Man 2 is at 152.
All right.
Sorry.
Rachel in the chat says Serenity.
Ooh, yeah. Good choice.
Serenity.
I've only seen it 1,000 times. What's 1,001?
I think it's been picked before.
But you guys haven't watched it before.
Hasn't been picked before since we started everything over, I think.
Yeah. Definitely not. I don't think it was picked.
I've never seen
it. When we did
guys...
before, I don't remember ever seeing
I've never seen
this
do it.
Podcast. That doesn't mean shit though, because I could have forgot. My brain's not what it used to be. Steve McQueen set to direct Tupac documentary.
Yes, this is Steve McQueen.
Hello, Steve McQueen. Garrett, were you particularly excited about this?
Absolutely.
Have you seen the trailer for All Eyes on Me?
He did 12 Years a Slave.
Nice.
He's a Academy Award winning director, and I think it could be really, really good.
Before you leave tonight, I'm going to show you the trailer for All Eyes on Me.
What's that?
It's the Tupac biopic.
I think
done by the same people as Notorious.
Oh, huh.
And Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which were both great movies. I'd like to see a Death Row Records movie, too. Like with Snoop and Dr. Dre and all them. I know that... isn't Dre in NWO? Or NWA?
I believe so.
But he moved over to Death Row after that, I think.
Not 100%.
I'm not up on my gangster rap, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim Spalding's on.
Oh, hey, Tim.
How you doing, Timmy?
Timmy Spalding.
Click on him.
We don't got some random dude's full name up there. Sorry, Monjo Spalding. I honestly have no idea who he is, though. But he's online.
So if anybody wants to do any Facebook sleuthing,
I think he might be the Australian guy we used to play DayZ with.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I think he might be the semi-racist guy we used to play DayZ with from the South.
Oh no, that guy sucked.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, we're not calling him.
We're not calling Tim.
We're not calling this guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he calls us.
We can answer this live on air.
We should just start doing it. I'll just start finding weird people on Skype and calling them and like, you're the lucky winner.
Of what?
I don't know. You tell me.
I didn't think this through.
Mom? Is that you? All right.
I have not seen a Steve McQueen movie.
Want.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
Enhance.
What's this about? That's Antonio Banderas and that's Donald Trump's body double.
I believe it's about Ferrari. No, Lamborghini.
What?
Lamborghini.
Those aren't cars.
No.
They could be
but
cars.
But they're making a movie about it.
Oh, cool.
About the Lamborghini story.
What is this Lamborghini story?
The story of the man who made Lamborghini.
Was he trying to piss off Ferrari?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, so these two are doing a Lamborghini biopic?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Any idea who's directing it?
I don't care. Do you see Antonio Banderas?
He's hot as fuck.
Do you see this?
That is a man.
Yeah, that's the most interesting man in the world.
What?
That's the most interesting man in the world.
You know,
I'm going to stay thirsty because I'm his friend.
I think he's aged so well.
Yeah.
So well.
That's Zorro right there you're talking to.
Right? I don't know. I just think it'll be...
So, yeah, straight up, Banderas will play Lamborghini, while Baldwin will portray his rival, Enzo Ferrari.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
By optioning the book, Ambi has the backing of Lamborghini family, said Tonino Lamborghini. My book, Ferruccio Lamborghini, La Storia Ufficiale...
The official story of Lamborghini...
is the only text
perfectly... We use Garrett Translate on that one.
And it says the Lamborghini film will span the long life of the entrepreneur from the manufacturing of tractors at the start of his career to creating military vehicles during World War II to designing and building the Lamborghini cars that ultimately defined his profound legacy.
Wait. Which side did he build vehicles for in World War II?
Does it matter?
Yes, it... Oh,
we don't ask those questions anymore!
Italy flip-flopped.
Yeah.
As soon as we took them out, they went whoop right over to our side.
Hey, man.
Hey, I wonder if Lamborghini, like Mussolini, made the cars run on time.
Oh, God.
Like Mussolini and Kennedy. All right.
All right.
Garrett's a cultural personality. Damn it. It sounded so good in my head when it came out.
I love it when you've been singing lyrics for years.
Dude,
wrong.
Yeah. I've done it 1,000 times.
She's got a ticket to ride, and it's in my hair.
Dude, I used to sing this oldie song, and finally one day my dad just turned the radio down and goes, "What did you say?" Because I was singing Secret Asian Man.
Jesus.
And my dad was just like, "What?" And then I was like, "Secret Asian Man, that's what they're saying." He's like, "No, Secret Agent Man." And then I was like, wow, now when I think about it now, I'm just like, they've given you a number and taken away your name. And when I'm singing Secret Asian Man as a child, like, that
that's
could
World
be...
War II.
Yeah, right?
It's World War II. Internment camps.
Y'all fairgrounds.
Yeah, exactly. Like, poor.
What are you listening to where they actually play that song?
You said it was a kid.
Yeah, I get that. But I've never heard that song
on the radio.
On the radio. Outside of a movie.
Rachel says Zorro is a hot ass old guy, and she also says George though still my number one old guy.
Clooney.
Oh,
Clooney.
Dude,
I'm glad Garrett said Clooney. Otherwise, I'd be like George, who of the Jungle.
Costanza.
I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
What's the deal with getting old?
Fucking Kramer, dude.
That's not Kramer. I'm trying to come up with a sci-fi flick, and I'm fucking
She also says, you also thought they paved paradise and put up a parking lot? Parking light? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
It's from the song...
Pave paradise and put up a parking light.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, like I said, it happens, dude. Stuff just clicks in your head, sounds good, and then you don't question after that. Your brain's like, got it.
I got one more. Adam Mall used to think that, you know the song Menomina?
Menomina.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Yeah.
Phenomenon.
Do, 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 do.
Phenomenon.
Do, 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 do.
I mean, it works. It's a phenomenon. Okay. We gotta stop that.
I'm gonna say Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Woo!
Yeah, Christopher Plummer delivering. I'm warm. I don't know if you want to.
You are tacky.
Yeah.
My hand is stuck. Like, I'm not even gripping. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Let me run.
I would say.
I can't. I'm stuck.
You know, Christopher Plummer giving Shakespearean lines in Klingon. William Shatner doing his very best to hide his toupee. It's amazing. Kim Cattrall with a giant ass.
I could not.
Star Trek VI.
Star Wars 4.
Anything. Star Trek VI.
To save you.
Star Trek.
VI.
Okay.
The Undiscovered Country.
Okay.
Okay. The excitement is strong. Okay.
I'm totally interested in this. I know exactly what you're saying.
Sci-fi movies.
Is there a tombstone in space? Yeah. Cowboys vs. Aliens. Yeah,
I've actually never seen it.
Me neither.
What about Space Cowboys?
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's Kiefer Starr, Donald Sutherland, and Tommy Lee Jones, yep. Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good
that's
one.
A fucking great movie.
Came out close to the time of Armageddon, right?
Somewhere in there, but it was directed by Clint Eastwood. So one of the first movies he directed.
It's a good movie.
Shit, what's his name?
That was Armageddon, though, really.
I just wanted to feel the power between my legs.
In movies, then?
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah? What do you got?
I'm going to kick y'all some... Oh, man.
I'm going to throw in 2001.
Okay, Space
really?
Odyssey.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen 2010?
No.
The sequel?
Never seen 2001.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Because the beginning and end of that movie, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Middle of it's great.
So many good sci-fi movies and my brain is blank.
Yes. Man, you suck.
Yeah. That one got me. I'm sorry.
Fuck it, I'm just going to go with Ender's Game.
Really?
Like really?
All right. No, it's okay. It's not bad. It's not a bad movie.
Hey, they definitely could have done better, and they definitely could have done worse.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to take it for what it was and say happy win.
Take it for what it was, and they were really betting on a sequel.
Yeah.
You know how many movies do that now? Like, Assassin's Creed, terrible fucking movie. It betted so hard on the sequel that it gave you, like, a half resolution at the end of it.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
I mean, it wasn't, like, terrible, like, the room is terrible.
Well, see, with Ender's Game, I really wish they would have just went for the whole trilogy no matter what. Just fucking go for it, dude.
I never finished Xenocide.
Good book.
I couldn't get into it, because it didn't start off with Ender. It started off with that chick, the little girl.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I don't give a shit. Why? This isn't
Xenocide
what I
Xenocide gets to him.
I figured it did. That's why it's called a trilogy.
No, those books were all really good. Orson Scott Card's writing for me actually right at the beginning seemed a little odd, his style, and then really grew to like it pretty fast, though. At first, it kind of caught me off guard, and I was like, I'm not sure how I feel about this, and then got more into it, and I was like, all right, I actually really dig what he's doing here.
There are several writers that I've just haven't gotten into. Stephen King's one of them. Orson Scott Card really did a good job with Ender's Game and with... Children of the Dead, Speaker for the Dead.
Yeah.
I liked both those books, but I haven't gotten into him otherwise. Terry Pratchett.
There's other ones about, like, Bean and stuff, too, in that same universe.
Ender's Shadow.
Those are really good.
Terry Pratchett is the one who does the Hitchhiker's Guide, right?
No, that's Douglas Adams.
Let me check Facebook one last time, just
Terry
to make
Pratchett
sure we
Discworld.
Don't miss anybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he did the Discworld books.
Yeah.
I never read him, though. He did a collaboration with Neil Gaiman called Good Omens, which I'm going to get into soon.
Huh.
Right now, I'm listening to David Attenborough give, like, little segments of his life. It's called Life Stories, but it's explained around different animals he's seen during his nature documenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, if you call someone who makes documentaries, you call them a documentarian.
A documentarian?
Yeah.
That's my religion, actually. Documentarianism.
That's are you sure it's not anti-disestablishmentarianism?
No, documentarianism. I didn't stutter.
Okay.
I didn't.
So, crumple them up, man.
Quietly.
You want to do spin first?
I thought we usually spin first.
All right.
Spin while you crumple. Do the spin and crump.
Here we go.
I still haven't named off the movies.
Oh.
Yet.
Okay.
But we're spinning anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Duper, 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 duper.
Action.
Okay. Woo!
Nice.
Yeah.
Down with that.
The Raid. Well,
you're jumping the gun.
I did. Damn it. Now somebody's going to steal it.
The last action hero. Action's in the title.
Oh. Dude, that movie when I was a kid, I fucking loved it with the golden ticket, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
No,
that
that's
is
Willy
old.
Wonka.
The bad guy has like a glass eye or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man,
that was a long time ago.
Did you notice Wednesday's glass eye in American Gods? It's trippy, isn't it? But it's also fun. It's also fun because, you know, Odin's got one apple.
Yep.
He gave his eye for wisdom.
He said it.
Sorry. Continue, Garrett.
Event Horizon.
It was a very eventful film.
I'm actually excited if that one gets picked.
Never got to the Horizon part.
Just I almost picked Sphere.
So enthralled with the event.
Ender's Game.
I'm a fan, but if you're not, that's fine.
I've never read or seen anything.
They just didn't do any of the Peter stuff, you know? Oh, sorry.
Space Odyssey. The Odyssey into space in 2001.
Directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Rachel, in all caps, says, "Don't you fucking spoil American Gods, you shithead."
Oh. I think she's talking to you.
What? Odin's what, Josh? His glass what? What are you doing?
How is that a spoiler? In mythology, ask Odin's woman. Gonna... Ask him woman? Is that what you said?
I said ask your woman.
Hey, Rachel, didn't you know that Odin had one eyeball?
Yeah. Yes. Spoiler alert.
Didn't it get pecked up by a crow?
He hung for 7 days, too. Yeah. Just in case you were wondering.
9 days.
9 days. Because 7 wasn't enough for him because he's too man.
Hey, we still got more movies. We got Star Trek 6, The Undiscovered County.
Country.
Country.
The Undiscovered County.
It was on a smaller scale than the usual Star Trek movies.
It's a metaphor.
You're an unincorporated King County.
What do you mean? We haven't discovered it yet.
The roads are gravel and the people are shabby.
Serenity.
I hope that gets picked. That's a good movie.
Yeah, good news.
I've seen it enough. I watch it again, but I've seen it enough.
Don't pick it.
Don't you dare spoil American Gods, you shit.
Nine!
You want to hear a reply?
Sure.
Either of you, and yes, I listened to the books. You sent them to me. Don't be an asshat.
Asshat.
We have 9, and then Primer.
What is your picture for that?
Yeah, what is that? We don't understand.
Is that veins?
It's timeline.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. I was just like squiggly lines.
He made veins.
It was a close-up of the shaft of a veiny triumphant
finger.
All right,
in your mouth.
Give me the fucking music.
Let's see if it works this time.
There we go.
Fuck yeah!
Took a second, but.
Shitty guy, mine.
Your jiggles are difficult, my friend.
They're not meant to be easy.
Hit me with that jiggle wiggle. Neither is this rap job, you son of a bitch. So twisty turny. What did you do? Corkscrew through this? Did you lick it and seal it too? 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Woo!
What did you put?
Isn't that movie
picture?
Like.
It was supposed to be a monolith, but I couldn't make it look shiny and black at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a valiant effort. It looks like a razor blade or a box cutter.
Is
but
it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I was about to say.
That's the end of that.
Cancel any plans we have next Tuesday.
It's gone forever.
That movie is long.
I demand a recount.
We did do that one before, right?
Yeah, definitely.
A long time ago, though.
No, too recently.
That was before I joined the show.
I think so. It might have been, yeah.
All right, but that is that. Folks, this weekend on Saturday, May 13th, we will be streaming for Waiting for Players live. We're going to get a bunch of people over. We're going to go old school LAN party status up in here. Bring out the old table, right? Bring back old blue.
Yes.
Bring back old blue. We're going to throw up our computers, man. We're going to get down. We're streaming on what, YouTube? Or yeah.
Yes,
YouTube.
We'll be streaming on YouTube.
What about the Twitches? No Twitches? No. What if I was feeling twitchy?
You might be. You might have the twitches. I don't know.
Don't drink Mountain Dew.
And then... sorry, that was bad. So be sure to check that out. Comics Brews recording their newest episode tomorrow night. So, you know, if you like beer and comics and shit, and this guy who keeps coming over here for us, what a guy.
What
a
guy.
Be sure to check them out. And then, you know...
And if you see Adam...
Yeah,
tell
give him one of these.
Tell him that there's a podcast out there that misses him.
Yeah. Adam, we don't care what happened.
You really
we
got
just
Adam
want
on
you
that.
To
we, I don't want to force him to podcast or anything. Yeah.
We just want you to come home, you know?
We miss you.
We miss you. And we're not going to ask you any questions. We'll just take you back, you know?
That's a fucking lie.
You guys Where
gonna...
the fuck were you?
You guys are going to pick on him so bad.
You have to bring him in with the velvet glove, though, man.
Right? And then you hit him with the leather one when he's not looking.
Yeah.
That was dirty. All right. Well, that's velvet it, you guys. I ain't got
velvet and leather.
Woo!
And on also, that note, Saturday before we start the stream, Waiting for Players is going to continue their Batman: The Telltale Series stream.
Yes,
Adam and I are going to do that early Saturday morning.
And then
it was interesting to watch Josh punch Cobblepot right in the fucking kisser.
he watched us do that.
Nice. Hey man, that's nice. The only way to
Adam
get some
was like,
respect.
Hit him again.
Only way to get some respect, smack him right in the beezer.
Fuck
you know
that,
what I'm saying?
Hit him right in the beezer.
Oh man. Well,
this episode brought to you by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You're just no, gonna stand there and
it's
bleed.
It's not.
But it could be KFC. Just keep that in mind.
It was powered by KFC.
It was powered by KFC.